Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And of course, we're back, and just give me a quick chance to finish up with our guest list. As I open the show, just kind of chatting. Alex, of course, will be our guest at around 640, 645 to talk about the Hug Foundation and also, if only, the movie being previewed or being shown in Abington. David Caruso, who's actually the co-founder and COO of FanZee Call Interactive Sports. It's an app, very cool. And then we get a chance to speak with National Geographic photojournalist Brian Scarry. And Brian actually has a couple of articles that are in the works for National Geographic. If you're somebody who loves the magazine, not only does he have some great photos, but this is about the summer of sharks. And the tiger shark is one of it. It's actually out on stands right now. And then next month in July will be about the great white shark. So we'll look forward to talking to him then. Now joining us on the phone line is a gentleman. He's been on here before. And this is a little bit of an update in regards to an ongoing story regarding the Taunton Casino that is going to be built or is, I guess, allegedly going to be built by the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. But there has since been a lawsuit that was filed. And as of today, there was further court action. Adam here to kind of give us details of that. Good evening, Adam. How are you?
Pretty good.
Now, we have Alex Bazanson, who is here also. So if he might pipe in and ask a couple of questions as well. But
does he know anything about Indian law?
Not really.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't pipe in.
No. But you know what, though? He's a good listener. And he is probably, he's an Abington selectman. So you never know if he might... It might be something he encounters down the road somewhere.
You know what those selectmen are like.
We could do an Abington casino someday.
Yeah. You know what? I think the Mashpee Wampanoags will be looking for a place to put a new one.
So just so let's give a little bit of background as to how we get to where we are right now in regards to the lawsuit that was filed by residents in Taunton in regards to land. Well, I believe this is against the federal government in regards to awarding land in the trust for this?
Back in September of 2016, the federal government decided to take land in the trust for the Mashpee Wampanoag. They took 151 acres in Taunton for the sole purpose of a casino, 170 acres in Taunton for the purposes of taking the land which they have currently in Mashpee and turning that into land into trust. The East Taunton land was contested by the East Taunton residents, basically saying that based on the Kachuri case in 2009, which denied the Narragansetts, who are very comparable to the Mashpee Wampanoags, denied the Narragansetts the right to take land into trust because they weren't under federal jurisdiction in 1934. We argue that the Mashpee Wampanoags are similarly not entitled to land into trust because they were not under federal jurisdiction in 1934. Today was sort of the culmination of that. We filed our complaint against the federal government for what we are calling an unlawful taking in violation of the Indian Regulatory Act, the IRA. We filed that in February. In April of 2016, I believe April 5, the Mashpee Wampanoag did a groundbreaking and said they were going to build a casino in 14 months. We then moved in May, I can't remember whether it was May 25th or May 27th, for injunctive relief to stop that casino from being built until such time as we had an opportunity to have the merits of the case decided. Because ultimately, if they keep moving along and building, and you get into a foot race to see who finishes first, the courts or the building of the casino, that would deprive us of a remedy. Today, we went into court before Judge William G. Young, And he heard, he posted that for a hearing on the preliminary injunction.
So what happens now? So is it a matter of just waiting for...
Well, actually, what the judge did was, rather than hear argument on the preliminary injunction, he looked at our side of the table and said, well, you got a problem with me just pushing this to a trial on the merits on July 11th? And we said, no, that's pretty good.
Why is that pretty good?
Well,
just for those who don't understand.
Well, an injunction is something that holds the status quo until you can have a trial.
Right.
This is saying, forget the preliminary injunction, let's just have the trial.
Ooh.
So you're fast-tracking the process, and you're saying, rather than, you know, fooling around with this intermediary stuff, let's just have the trial, we'll get a decision on the merits, a final decision, and we'll either lose or we'll win.
But that doesn't stop the construction now, does it?
No, but that's, you're talking about a couple of weeks. You're talking until July 11th. They're not going to finish building what they're doing. So they're still knocking stuff down and grading at the moment. If they can have a casino done by July 11th, I'd be shocked.
How unprecedented is it that he's willing to fast-track this? Is this...
It was an intelligent move on his part, because the concept of trying to draft an injunction in a way that would work was difficult at best. The only option he had was to literally reverse and take land out of trust. Here, what he does now is he turns and he says, I'm going to decide the whole case based on what happens on July 11th. The government lawyers were not happy with that, because they said it would take him 75 days just to get the administrative record up, and he looked at them and said, no, you're going to have it on July 11th. Well, you know, but we can't do it. He said, how many people do you have working on it? Well, we have three people working on getting the administrative record together. He said, well, you either need to figure out what's really important, or you need to get 15 people on it, because you're going to have it by July 11th. And they agreed.
So things are moving forward, at least with this injunction, which you're hoping...
Well, no. We're now off of injunction.
Oh, you guys are just going right for the case.
Straight to trial.
We're right to the case.
And
it's all to decide whether or not that land was properly taken into trust.
And how ready are the plaintiffs?
We're ready to go.
Okay.
We could have gone today if we needed to.
No kidding.
I mean, this is... You got to understand the issues here. We've been getting peppered with all kinds of things from the government that delay the matter.
Mm.
Oh, we can't get the administrative record together. Oh, we want to move to dismiss two or three of your eight causes of action. Oh, well, we can't have a hearing here. We have to have it here. I mean, it's the government has been putting this thing on the slow track, and I can understand why. Because if the tribe can build what it needs to build before we have that final hearing on the merits, well, fine, we win, but there's a casino there, and no one's going to shut it down.
Right.
And the beauty of this is, this judge has said, you know, forget all the BS. Let's have the hearing. Let's do it now. And one of the things that's interesting about this judge, I've got a lot of respect for him. He's somebody who's decided, I know how to manage a case, and I understand the law. Now, he may not hold for us, or he may hold for us, but I get the best feeling that we are going to get a fair shake from this judge.
I think that the one thing that, from listening to the conversations, and I've been privileged to be in the room with a number of people who you are affiliated with, that you know, who know inside and out about land in the trust and how this thing has progressed over the past couple of years, and the questions that have been put out there. And I mean, it was a shock when it's gotten to this point, because a lot of people are going, well, this can't move forward because they didn't even fill out their application for land into trust. How is this possible?
Well, this thing, in my mind, and I've been down this road before, when the Kacheri case happened, the agency lost jurisdiction that it wanted, not that it had, but that it wanted. And the problem you've got these days with the federal government is that the government agencies have decided they wear the white hats, shut up, and they'll tell you how much power they have. And that's not how it works. It's not how it works. If you have a federal government agency that decides to do something in violation of law, someone needs to fight it. The problem is, it's the taxpayers who have to fight it. You know, the people living from paycheck to paycheck.
So, and who's paying you to fight this?
Who's? I've said it before. It's Goodwill and Lollipops.
Goodwill and Lollipops, huh?
Yes. Oh. We have been raising money. We've got money there.
There's just Goodwill and Lollipops.
No, but at the end of the day, it is Goodwill and Lollipops. If you look at what it really costs to fight one of these things and what it is people are getting paid. But you've got to understand, this is a national issue.
Who's raising all the money to fight this?
The plaintiffs, through Preserving Taunton's Future, have been raising a ton of money to do this.
They have been.
They've been busting their backs in East Taunton. In East Taunton. But one of the things you've got to understand is, you joke about, hey, maybe a casino will come to your town. I dealt with that in Middleborough before all this happened. You want to be careful when that happens, because think about this. I'll give you one of the arguments that came up on the table. We're sitting there saying we're being irreparably harmed because of all of the construction of the casino. The government's argument back is, hey, all we did was transfer title from the Indians to trust land. That has nothing to do with the construction of a casino. So you can't enjoin the construction of a casino. Think about how asinine that is. Without the land in the trust, there'd be no financing for the construction. Without the land in the trust, they wouldn't be able to construct outside of local and state regulation. Without the land in the trust, these people would have to seek permits, have zoning hearings, have appellate review of all of the stuff that they're doing. But the government's saying, hey, all we did was take land in the trust. That construction stuff, we don't have any control over. This is your federal government at work. They're not protecting you. What they're doing is they're taking their mandate, expanding its scope, and doing what they want. And selectmen, zoning boards, planning boards, and other governmental officials get told, hey, this is a sovereign nation. You can't do anything. I don't care. There's a photograph we have for the injunction that shows that this tribe was pulling boulders out of the ground. Now, the selectman from Abingdon.
Alex.
I assume you're not a contractor, but even if you are, if you were
well, you assumed
series,
wrong.
Oh, you are a contractor?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Good. Then you can answer this question for me.
Maybe.
If you had some huge boulders and you had a slope that was not properly stabilized, just dirt, would you store your boulders on the top of the hill or the bottom of the hill?
Well, I would probably store them on the bottom.
Yeah, they store them on the top. I got a photograph. And it's a non-stabilized hill. It's got erosion going, and at the bottom of the hill is a residential neighborhood. Nobody can do anything about it. They're a sovereign nation.
So that means they're not required to get building permit from the city of Taunton?
No, Taunton doesn't.
Who does all the inspections?
There's no jurisdiction.
But there still has to be inspections in order for it to be used as a public facility.
No, they're a sovereign nation.
They still need to have sprinklers and electrical code and other things like that.
They can't just do anything they want. They only have to follow the federal guidelines. And what the tribe can do is set its own standards for building code, because they are like Italy. You need to look at this, because you'll sit there and you'll scratch your head and say, are you out of your mind? I'm not. This is an independent nation.
So you have the trial happens. Any idea, any predictions as to how long the trial could be?
Well, everybody's calling it a trial. I've called it a trial.
Okay.
What it is a magnified hearing on summary judgment.
Okay.
There really aren't that many factual issues. It's really that they've misinterpreted, misstated what the language of the statute says in order to further their own goals.
So this hearing's going to be when? July 15th?
July 11th.
July 11th.
Yeah.
So what happens then if the judge will make a decision, either rule in your favor or rule in the tribe's favor, and then it's over?
Well, it's over at that level. The judge can rule that the Department of the Interior did the right thing in taking it into trust, at which point we appeal. The judge can turn around and say, nope, land in the trust was wrong, reverse it, you know, take it out of trust, and then they appeal. Then we go up to the First Circuit. And we could be at the First Circuit before the end of the year at that point.
Okay.
Well, and that's all, from our perspective, beneficial. We were getting very tired of the government lawyers slowing this thing down, where basically what happens is the courts are fiddling while East Taunton burns.
So basically, it's a stall technique. And if they stalled long enough, then they'd be able to build a casino. And then again, you would not get any remedy if you are successful with the court case.
Correct. It becomes a Pyrrhic victory.
Okay. We definitely appreciate you calling in, or at least being our guest on here, to give us an update. And this is, again, we get the regular updates. Did you want to add something in, Alex?
No, I'm good. Thank you for the information.
Okay. The other thing I will tell you is that on June 29, there will be a pretrial conference at 9 a.m. in the morning, and there will be a hearing on the motion to dismiss that they did for a couple of our causes of action out of the totality that will be in the afternoon, and then we'll have further information. So if you want to give me a call on June 29th, I can update you as to where everything is going and what the results were of the motion to dismiss.
Well, I definitely appreciate you seeing that, you know, you were in court today and sharing this information as basically just a couple of hours after it happens. We really appreciate it, Adam.
No problem, and I hope no other town out there has to go through this.
Right, there he is, Adam Bond, attorney, and we're going to continue to follow this case. And what we'll do, we'll step aside for a few moments, and when we come back, a little one-on-one with Alex. We'll talk a little bit about the Hug Foundation, much more here on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.